It started in my early teens. I started using alcohol and drugs as a leisure thing. We had fun, you know, hanging out with the guys and just doing our thing, going to the games and school and parties, and it became a routine, you know. After I graduated high school, I got a job, but I kept doing the things that I was doing on the weekends. You know, I kept using or drinking, parties. See, I told you, this ain't for me.
This is Jeff. Jeff lives at Earl's Place, a transitional housing center near downtown Baltimore. I had the privilege of talking to Jeff a couple times over the past few months. He wasn't too keen on telling me about where he was from or what life was like before Earl's Place, but he did tell me what he was doing now and how he was focused on moving forwards.
When I went into the program this last time, I was a lot more open-minded and a lot more willing to do what other people was telling me to do all along, but I always had to do it my way. So I got to a point to where I decided to go to any length to not use again. So that's what I do today. I
cut myself off from my family.
I keep an open mind. I don't make decisions too quickly anymore. I ask others before I big decisions, you know, or if I feel certain ways, I let somebody know.
Jeff talked to me a lot about what his life was like at Earl's Place. He said that he prays every day and spirituality plays a big role in his life, and he's learning to take responsibility again. But at the end of the interview, he said something really extraordinary about where he'd like to be headed next.
So, one more question, and this is someone else in class suggested for a cool question, is right now you're doing, like, construction kind of projects.
Yeah.
If you could do any job in the world, what do you think it'd be?
What would it be? You mean, you're saying anything outside of buildings?
Yeah, well, if buildings hit.
Yeah, well, that's what I like to do. A job, like a particular job, or what?
No, just what would be fun to be.
What would I like to do? I would like to be able to build someday, and I want to work towards this anyway. So, people that are coming out of recovery, that, like Earl's Place, for instance, where they don't have to pay a lot of income to stay, to really, they have to be serious, though. You know what I'm saying? Somebody has to really be serious. But, I would like to be able to build a facility where I can help others. Like Earl's Place to get on their feet and make it in this world.
And you want to make somewhere like this?
Similar, yes. More on a residential type thing, not with some structure, but say like a row, say take a whole block of row homes and turn them into recovery houses. People that or trying to live a new way of life. Actually, I think my experience already, just to say my experience with people that are in recovery and our recovery houses, they actually get out and do stuff in the neighborhood. You know, they clean up the alleys, they take the trash, even the houses that are abandoned and the yards are full of trash bags. Those guys get out there and they do a lot of work. I mean, they clean it up and keep the areas nice, and then it's actually over West Baltimore on Gilmore Street. The lady over there came up and told me that she, because we shut one of our houses down. We had got another one in another area. But the lady came out the house. She was three doors down, and she thanked me and Mark for all that those guys had done while he was there for the neighborhood. So, you know.
I'm Ari Sloshberg. That was Jeff. You can hear more stories like his every day from Goucher College Community Radio.